Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
All right, Mo. The Cheerios ran out days ago. This is the second to last can of beans, and looking outside, it seems we have finally landed in a place that might have a store. Can't see any signs, but where there's a street, there's a bus stop. And if there's one thing I've learned from having a car breakdown, is that bus drivers know the ins and outs of a city better than anyone. So, I'm going to talk to them. Talk to someone. It's really no big deal. I have spoken to many people before. Most of them people I already knew, but that's no big deal. I've been walking around outside. If I can do that, I can talk to a person. And, you know, the first person can just be practice. No pressure. I won't ask for directions yet because I'll get overwhelmed and forget them. Just go outside and practice. Cool. Yeah. All right, then. All right. Today, you are going to talk to someone. You can do this. This is happening. Just say hello. Hello! And then they say, hello, and you ask how their day is, and they say, fine, and then maybe they ask how your day is, and you say, fine, or something along those lines. Let's see. If they say, fine, I don't want to repeat and say the same thing, so I'll say, all right, or not too shabby. No, that sounds stupid, like I'm trying to be British or something. But what if they ask something more? Like, are you from around here? I can't just say, no, my house just popped in for a day. No idea where we're going tomorrow, but I'm really hoping it's not underwater because I don't think I have any scuba diving equipment. I can't tell them anything, really, because they might be a bad person who tries to steal the lighthouse and, oh, now we're spinning again. Okay, stop. The conversation will likely end at, I'm doing well, thank you. And then maybe a bit about the weather, but after that I can get up and leave and probably never see them again. What's the weather? Right, sunny. Good. Good, I'll have to remember that. Oh, and there's a bus stop. Can't practice without people. Okay. Wait for 20 minutes and then move on. If no one comes up, oh. Hello.
Hi.
How's your day going?
Shitty. Yours?
Oh. Okay, I guess.
Lucky you.
I'm sorry your day's shitty.
What?
I said I'm sorry your day's shitty.
Yeah, well, cars break down and there's not a lot to be done about it other than listen to angry punk music and wait for a ride.
Got it.
What are you waiting for?
Oh, the bus.
The bus doesn't run here.
I thought this was a bus stop. I saw the sign for a bus that there's a bench and a little shelter thing. This is a bus stop.
Whoa, chill. Yeah, this is a bus stop, but the buses aren't running this way. Budget cuts or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm only here because it's the only seat with shade in a 5-block radius.
Oh.
My partner's gonna pick me up.
Oh.
Do you have anybody you could call?
No, my phone doesn't work. I ran out of battery.
I got a portable charger.
I don't have that type of phone.
Yeah, bummer.
And I wouldn't have anyone to call anyway.
Well, shit, dude. You've got a worse day going than me.
It's gone very off script. Yes.
That's one way of putting it.
I came out for practice.
Practice? Are you on one of the softball teams or something?
No, I mean... I wanted to practice talking to people and figured a bus stop would be a nice place to try.
Oh.
Yeah, now I feel very embarrassed.
No, don't. Dude, people are hard to talk to. Pretty much why I usually stay plugged in, but it's not always shitty. Like, I'm happy I talked to my partner. Before we were partners, I mean. Like, I'm happy that initial social interaction didn't totally blow up in my face, like, obviously.
Right.
You're doing a good job right now.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Are you pretty much tapped out?
I might be.
Yeah, we could just sit here then, if you like.
Or
I can talk. Fill the silence while you recalibrate that brain.
Okay, yeah. That'd be nice.
And of course I completely blank on anything to talk about.
It's nice weather we're having.
I don't know if I'd call the blistering hot sun nice weather, but yeah, sure. I mean, it's not like we're in a blizzard. Oh, right. I'm the one supposed to be talking. Okay, so the weather's nice, but not really, because the sun is really hot. The sun is a star.
I like stars.
Everyone likes stars.
That's not true.
All right, not everyone, but most people. My favorite star winked out recently. Bit of a bummer, really. Probably some supernova that went black hole, or however that works. Do you have a favorite star?
The sun. It's underappreciated.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, here I am complaining about the heat when the sun is the reason we have life in the first place. Yeah. In perspective. I'm gonna level with you. I have exhausted my knowledge about the stars and the sun.
Tell me about your partner.
My partner.
You like them?
Well, yeah, I like them. It might actually go a bit further than liking them, though. I don't think either of us are quite ready to admit that to each other's face yet.
Why did you start talking to them?
Because I thought they were cool. Okay. I'll give you the spiel. It's not an actual spiel, it's just like... I've never really said any of this out loud, but I'll tell you, because you're a stranger and we're probably never going to meet again. Cool?
Okay.
Okay. I think I forgot how to breathe, like, years ago. And I swear this will make sense in a second. I'm not sure when it happened, but I finally realized that breathing on autopilot, it didn't quite work. I still don't feel like I get enough air sometimes. I have to consciously suck in until my lungs feel like bursting, and then hold it until they tingle, and then let it out in a whoosh, like that. Like, and that's barely enough. Like, every day I pull in air, and I let it out. And every day I gotta prepare myself for the inevitable question of, like, why I sigh all the time. Are you bored? Are you irritated? It's like, dude, I'm just trying to keep this hunk of meat flesh alive. I am trying to hold on to what's mine. I'm trying to claim my right to being a living thing, but every day it gets worse. I draw in deeper, knowing that soon I won't be able to inhale anything, and my breathing will be done, and my rights as a living creature stripped. Well, that was my everyday, until I met them. Cute dog, man.
Thanks. His name's Fido, and yeah, that's literally his name. Blame my little cousin. Come here, Fido. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. You know the phrase, they took my breath away? Hate it. Garbage. Absolute trash. My entire adult life, I have been trying to catch my breath, but with them, it's like they just handed it over. And they smiled about it. Saw you were after this, figured I'd grab it for you. Cheeky a-hole. That's what love did for me. Ah, shit, dude. I never said that out loud, but, like, there it is. Like, love allows me to breathe. And I mean this in a literal physical sense. I'm not an anxious person. I roll with the punches. My thoughts don't race. And nothing freaks me out. My body just, like, subscribed to the sensations of a constant asthmatic. And let me tell you, no amount of medication ever helped. Most of it tastes nasty as hell, but when I met them, it was like, you know those cheesy pre-flight videos? The plane's going down, the cabin's losing pressure, but there they were to help me with my O2 mask. I know I'm mixing metaphors and circling around, but, like, wow, my brain is finally processing this shit. Like imagine your lungs finally being able to breathe right. I tried to nickname them Al once, after albuterol. It's this emergency inhaler medication. It didn't really fit them, so we went with Ollie. Albuterol-y. Yeah, using the end rather than the beginning. It's dumb, I know.
It's not dumb.
Thanks. I think I'm all used up, dude. Like, that was a lot of shit I probably would never have said to anyone but a stranger, so, thanks.
You're welcome. And thank you for helping me practice.
You're better than you give yourself credit for.
Thanks. Again.
Oh, Rad! They're almost here. Not rad that they're texting and driving, but I'm not their mom. You sure you don't need a ride?
I'm good.
Get in, dork. We're going shopping.
Shut up. Good luck out there, dude.
Thanks. Good luck with your car.
Thanks.
Ollie. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. Nap right now. Groceries later.
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, with Kristen D. Mercurio as Lena, Lauren Shippen as Ollie, and Brigham Snow as a dog walker. Special thanks to Boba. Music by The Album Leaf and by Social Anxiety. For more information and links to support the show, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.